The gospel reading today, our Lord, in speaking to the people of his own day, said, "This is an evil generation, and it seeks a sign." And we listen to those words and we think to ourselves, what would he say if he were alive today? Would he be saying, "You guys are doing a great job? You are such an enlightened and holy people in America and throughout the world"? Or would he be looking at us in general and saying, "This is an evil generation"? And the amazing thing is that we will see that we do the exact same thing that Jesus condemned the people for doing. We seek a sign. Of course, it doesn't matter what sign God gives us, it's not going to be good enough anyway, because they're just going to try and find a way of rationalizing around it or ignoring it or whatever it is that they want to do. They will blame everything bad on God. They will take credit for everything good for themselves. It just doesn't work. And it's not going to, because they have already chosen, and they've chosen against God. At the same time, we listen to what St. Paul says, that he has been called, as the other apostles have, set apart by God, as was promised of old through the holy prophets, that they would be preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus, who is descended from David according to his humanity, he is demonstrated to be God through his resurrection from the dead, but the whole purpose is to bring about the obedience of faith. Those are the bookends in St. Paul's letter to the Romans. We see it here. We will see it again in the very last chapter of St. Paul's letter to the Romans. He talks about this obedience of faith. That's what he is being sent to preach, to call people to repentance in Jesus Christ so that they would be obedient to the faith, to what God is calling them to. Now, we put those two things together. We live in an evil generation, which means it is a very disobedient generation. It seeks a sign. What sign do they need? Interesting that we have the reading today, because it is the anniversary of the sign that God worked at Fatima in 1917, the miracle of the sun and all the things that happened. How much difference has that made? Back in 1973, on this very day, in Akita, Japan, Our Lady gave the last of her messages. It's no coincidence that it happened on the same day. She could have had it happen any day. At Fatima, all of the apparitions were on the 13th. In Akita, there was only one that was on the 13th, and that was the one that was on October 13th. That is the one where Our Lady said, bishop will be against bishop, cardinal will be against cardinal. It is the same apparition that she said, fire will fall from the sky, killing the greater part of humanity. Has anybody listened? Does anybody care? You see, it doesn't matter what sign God gives. As I said, we're going to find a way around it. We're going to rationalize why, therefore, we don't really need to change. You and I, yeah, that's a different matter. But I'm talking about the majority. But even we have to look at ourselves and ask ourselves, where do I rationalize? Where do I keep saying it's okay? Because at least it's not as bad as what these other people are doing. Now, that's not what Jesus asked us to do, to not be as bad as somebody else. He's asking for obedience of faith. He's asking for holiness. Jesus told the people of his day that no sign would be given except the sign of Jonah, that the Son of Man would be 3 days and three nights in the earth. St. Paul says that his resurrection demonstrates that he is the Son of God. How much difference did that make to the people in his generation? Interestingly, to the Gentiles, it made a huge difference. To the Jewish people who were given the truth, it didn't. Certainly, there were Jewish converts, but most did not. Now we have been given the fullness of the truth. And so it should be so much easier when God does something to be able to recognize it, to be able to call ourselves to repentance and get ourselves back on track. And yet we ignore it. Why, I don't know. But that's what we tend to do. So we need to be able to recognize there isn't going to be some extraordinary sign that is suddenly going to be there. Well, there is. We're going to have the illumination of conscience, and people will get to see themselves as God sees them. But if we're looking for something external, nothing's going to work. It never has, and it never will, because humanity is pretty stubborn. And so God will touch us internally, which is what needs to happen. If there is an external sign, oh, sure, we might ooh and ah at it for a little while. And then life goes on, that goes into the past. All we have to do is look back in the Old Testament. God opens the sea and people walk through it. God has Noah build an ark and puts all the animals on it. And what's the response? Oh, that couldn't have happened. Oh, that's just a story. No, that's not real. So ask yourself, so what sign does God need to work? His Son becoming one of us, dying for us and rising from the dead and giving himself to us in the Holy Eucharist? Why would you believe that bread and wine really change into Jesus? We can't see him. We can't feel him. How can that be? You see, we have ways around everything. St. Paul told us that he is called to preach, to bring people to the obedience of faith. Not the acceptance of scientific truth, the obedience of faith. The truth that God himself has revealed. If we have that obedience of faith, we don't need signs and wonders. God doesn't have to prove himself, he already has. We believe what he has revealed because he is God who has revealed it. If we're looking for signs and wonders, I can guarantee you that absolutely nothing is going to work. Sure, there are a few people that will turn around because something happens, but not very many. So when God shows us what our soul looks like, yeah, that's going to turn some people around, some permanently, some temporarily. But you can be guaranteed the psychologists are not going to waste any time telling us this was mass hypnosis or mass hysteria or mass whatever it is. It really wasn't real. People just thought it was. Whatever excuse they're going to come up with. Let's just keep the focus where it belongs. We don't need extraordinary things because we have the Lord. There is nothing more extraordinary than that. He has given to us faith and hope and charity. And that's all that we need. We simply need to put them into practice. If that's the case, who knows? Maybe you will be the sign for somebody out there. Maybe that's how God is going to work in somebody else's life. But even there, it's not simply the external thing that they see, the way you're living your faith. That might catch their attention, but it's the changing of the heart. It's the internal that makes the difference. That's what is necessary. And that can only happen through faith in Jesus Christ, through the love of God that is in our hearts, and the love of neighbor that flows from that. That's what people need to see. If they see a fireworks display, they'll ooh and ah at it just like they do on the 4th of July. By the 5th of July, it's in the past and they couldn't care less. If something changes their hearts, then it becomes permanent. That's what God is looking for. So if you are the sign that he is going to use for somebody to change their life, praise him. But it's not the external, it's the internal that's important. That's where we need to put our focus, seeking union with God, listening to his word, and conforming ourselves to it. If people see that, they're going to notice that our actions and our words go along with one another. What they see might open their minds. What they hear is going to change their hearts. That's what brings about the obedience of faith. That's what St. Paul was doing. He went and preached, and he tried to live what he was preaching so that everything was together. That's what you and I can do as well. So on this day, when an evil generation seeks a sign, don't worry about that. Just look back at what happened on this day in 1917 and in 1973. All the signs have been given. We don't need any more. We just need to accept. We need to believe what God has promised through the prophets, what he has given to us in the Gospels. His Son, Jesus Christ, descended from David, risen from the dead, the Savior of our souls, the Savior of the world. That is our faith. That is all that we need. We don't need anything more. But that's what the world needs. So if you can be the light or the sign or whatever you want to call it out in the world, praise God. Let him work through you the way that he worked through St. Paul, the way that he worked through the prophets of old, to be able to bring the truth and the love of God to a world that needs him desperately.